Good morning. This is Sterling Smith with your ASNA Edge morning market update. And we're seeing some volatility across the commodity space as some things are doing better than others today. March corn right now at 686 is up 0.75 cents. May at 683 3/4 up a penny. December new crop 605 1/4. That is up 1.5. March soybeans 1531 1/2. That's down 8.5. May beans at 1529 3/4, down 7.25. November beans 1385 3/4, down 7.5. There's additional saber rattling coming out of the Ukraine as Putin may be planning a larger offensive coming into the Ukraine, and that is making some nervousness for the corn and wheat. Soybeans are probably tracking close to where everything else would be. Soybean oil at 64.48, that is up 64. March soybean meal 476.20, that's down $5. March wheat in Chicago at 753 1/4 is up a penny. March Kansas City wheat at 858 is up 2 1/4. Minneapolis wheat for March at 918 3/4 is up 2 3/4. Rice is at 17.93, that is down a penny. March cotton 85.68, that's up 286. May cotton at 85.98 is up 290. December cotton at 83.62 is up 211. This is interesting as we're seeing cotton move up this morning. We're also seeing copper prices move to the highest prices that we have seen since June. We're also seeing a rally in the energies. This could be indicative, and I'm going to stress could be, a change in status possibly coming into China. We'll see again. The soybeans would be nice to see them rally along with it. But these are the sorts of things that we would expect to see if China's COVID status is in fact changing. April live cattle at 160.17 is up 2 ticks. March feeders at 181.02, that is currently down 28. April hogs 86.22, down another 190. We do have some inclement weather moving across, coming out of Colorado. We'll be moving across Nebraska, particularly north central and east central Nebraska, and into Iowa. And this may affect some movements of animals over the next couple of days. February milk at 18.64 is up 10. March crude oil at 81.98 is up 153. March heating oil at 321, almost 322. That's up about a nickel a gallon. Unleaded gasoline 258.68. That's up about 3.25 cents a gallon. Natural gas easing off. We're at 313. That is down 12, or about 3.5%. Gold at 1916 this morning is up $6.10. However, the high of the day was 1929, and the recent nice rally we've seen in the metals may be getting stymied. March silver at 24.14, that is up 7. Dollar index at 101.96 is down 42. At the lowest level today, we were at 101.52. We did get the PPI inflation numbers this morning, and they came out much better than expected. In fact, we saw numbers that were well outside the realm, and the month-over-month number was actually a negative 0.5, and wholesale inflation dropped by more than 1% year-over-year. This sent stocks higher earlier in the session, but now we have turned lower. Dow Jones Industrial Average at 33,728 is down 181 right now after trading just north of 34,000. So we're trading solid 300 points off of the best levels of the day. S&P 500 at 39.83 is currently down about 7.5 points. NASDAQ Composite faring a little bit better. We're at 11,094, and that is actually up fractionally. Interest rates came down noticeably on these better-than-expected inflation numbers. The 2-year at 409, down 11 basis points. The 10-year at 340, down 15 basis points. And the 30-year at 356, down 9 basis points. We also had retail sales this morning, and they came out much weaker than expected as well. So the market may be shifting from, yay, inflation is over, to, oh, are we going to have a recession? This is Sterling Smith from Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great morning.